The Simba Room Effect from RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org.
Welcome to The Simba Room Effect, an actual play podcast brought to you by Dave, Matthew, and the guys from The Coriolis Effect. Let us welcome you back to the Kingdom of Ambria and the Davikar Forest, and to Episode 3 of The Tale of the Lonesome Goblin. Previously, on the Simba Room Effect, Amla, in his grief, has gone to find Elgor in the forest. But the Judge of Granite Hole has made it clear that should Amla fail to return, Potboy, Radomaramai and Grendel will be evicted from the inn, and it will be sold at auction to the highest bidder. So our heroes set off to rescue Amla. Finding Kynok Beck, Elgor's favourite place in the forest, they find Elgor, serene in death, nature slowly reclaiming him. But they also find signs that Amla had been there, and there had been a struggle. Following the drag marks ever deeper into the dark, they soon come across some long overgrown ruins. Potboy, striding forward, suddenly finds the ground beneath his feet giving way.
So Potboy is pounding resolutely up the hill, following the drag marks as far as you can see them. You're a little bit further down behind him, and as you're marching up, you begin to realise that this area of rising ground isn't natural.
All right.
And it seems like it's an overgrown ruin.
Uh-huh.
But at that point, the ground falls out from under Potboy. So can you please
cry out?
Do you?
Yeah.
Can you make a quickness roll, please, Potboy?
Quickness. That's my best skill.
I know it is.
What do I need to get on my quickness roll?
Well, you need to get your quickness or less.
Under 9.
Whatever your quickness is.
9 is my quickness.
What did you roll?
17.
Okay. You take 2 points of damage.
Ow!
Which can't be mitigated by armour, because you've landed in a heap when you've twisted something. And there's a sudden, enormous load of noise as Potboy goes, and there's lots of crunching of branches breaking and stones falling.
It's a bit like that noise you made in the bathroom, actually, this morning. There was definitely... Oh, fuck!
That's where I hit my toe.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of irrelevant to the current situation.
Yeah. Except I think actually I'm probably going, oh fuck!
Potboy! Are you dead?
Suddenly silence as Potboy hits the ground.
Oh well. I like Potboy. We knew him well, but go back to the end.
So Potboy, you've fallen through into what looks like
a dungeon. Never mind.
Almost a round chamber. So, what Potboy's following?
There's enough light to see this.
There are kind of tendrils of light coming through gaps.
Mm-hmm.
So there are shafts of dusty light throughout the place. You've fallen through in this corner here, and there's a hole above you, obviously where it broke and you fell through. These are like struts that are holding up what's left of the roof, and there is what appears to be a staircase going down on that side. But otherwise, you feel like you're in the top of a dusty old... it's got paved floor. With
tower?
Huge paving slabs. Sorry?
Tower, dusty old tower, maybe?
I'm looking around. Can I see my sword and shield, which I'm sure I dropped?
They're next to you, yeah. Okay.
I'll pick those up.
So what can we see from at the top, then? We're looking down.
So you're sort of still not on the roof,
effectively
looking in here. Are you doing a little search around, or?
Yes, I think definitely have a look around quite carefully, so if, in case some, the other bits of the roof collapse.
So as you go round, you find that this bit here is covered by tendrils of plants and sort of wispy growths and a bit of webs and stuff, but it's almost like a natural curtain where you can push through, and it's then quite easy to come straight through into the building, into the this sort of area itself.
Okay, drawing sword. We'll push through and kind of head down.
Follow the tracks.
Well, I'm going to come down and help you, Paul. You've just fallen in a big hole. Come down and make sure you're okay.
They came in through this way.
Yeah.
Okay, I start walking out through that way.
Yeah, so you meet each other as yeah, as you're coming
in. Well, when they came in and I saw them, that was the way in, I'll just walk out without really acknowledging that they came to help me.
Okay.
Can
you all make vigilant rolls, please?
No. I think I'm too busy banging my head against a brick wall again.
Apparently I can.
I cannot.
Okay, Potboy, as you're walking across this chamber here, it's quite dusty.
You fall down another.
Well, not very dusty. You can hear a voice. A voice a long way off, kind of echoey. Going, help.
Do I recognise the voice?
Does it sound like Amber's voice?
It does sound like Amber's voice.
Does it sound like it's emanating from the stairs?
These stairs are going down, by the way.
Downstairs.
Does it sound like it's emanating from down those stairs?
It does, as far as you can tell. It's echoey, but...
I listen very carefully. I move around the staircase. Does it get a little bit louder when I'm...
As far as you... Yeah, it's not coming from outside this, from, you know... If it's coming from anywhere, it's coming from down those stairs.
Oh, how dark is it?
It's reasonably dark.
Is there any light?
There is some.
Okay, I'll go down the stairs.
What are you two guys doing?
We got some torches.
The torches, yeah.
Did you bring any?
Yeah,
I'm sure we did. Oh, we just set like the vegetation around them.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you have that. That's probably fair. You were bringing. This isn't a resource management game in exactly the same way as Forbidden Lands is, and I'm not such a cunt GM as Matthew is. So I'll let you have a couple of torches. What are you two guys doing?
Well, I'm going to light a torch.
Mm. Yeah.
Assuming I've brought some sort of. And then follow, go downstairs after Potboy.
Mm. Okay.
Torch in one hand, sword in the other.
He wants to say something, isn't he?
Shield in one hand, sword in the other.
Okay, are you trying to be
discreet
or are you just...
Well, yeah, good. Because really the guy in front, though, is a discreet of five, it may be a bit pointless.
It might be tough, yeah.
Yeah, plus we're kind of coming down into the dark, carrying a torch.
Okay.
It's going to be true. So, you know, we won't try and make lots of noise, but I think... We're probably not going to... have a chance of really sneaking up on anyone's down.
Not really.
Okay.
So look a bit like this.
That's a pretty good approximation of the kind of atmosphere you're walking into, yeah. Okay, as you're coming down the stairs, which is you're coming down here, you come into a much larger chamber than the one above, and this is really quite messy. There's debris everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a lot of spider web hanging off from ceilings.
There's a lot of spider webs getting thicker and thicker.
There's maybe more of it, yeah. You can't see really the other side of the room or what's going on here because the light is casting obviously a lot of shadows off the debris and things that are in the room. There are some sort of stone pillars holding the ceiling up.
Mm.
Can you make a beast lore roll, please, Tone?
Okay. Well, with my cunning of 17, I still managed to fail that one with an 18.
Okay, fair enough. You can hear what sounds like the skittering of little creatures from the dark, kind of all around, really.
Yeah, the little creatures scuttling around. I've no idea what the fuck they are.
Well, you can't reckon that because we came across giant spiders in...
In the coal caverns,
So does this look a bit familiar?
No, this sounds a lot smaller.
A lot smaller?
Yeah.
Okay. Not smaller, but more venomous.
Mm. What are you doing, Potboy?
Staying very still and listening.
Gringoli, as I said, you can hear the skittering of creatures.
We're not hearing the voice calling help anymore. Can we not hear the voice?
Cries?
Can we not hear the voice calling anymore?
Okay, intermittently. But it's such an echoey place. Can't really get a sense of exactly where it's coming from.
So be a vigilant roll to try and get a thing on it, yes?
Pardon?
A vigilant roll to try and get some idea.
You can try a vigilant roll at -3. Because again, this place is just echoing every sound that's made.
Yeah, I succeed.
No, I don't.
I do.
You think that the sound is probably coming from deeper down into the structure.
Down we go then. Down.
So okay. Can we see the way down from where we are?
Yeah, you can, because you're now down here at the bottom of those stairs, spiral staircase kind of thing, and that continues down there.
Well, we can't see down, thanks.
Okay, you come down. Okay, again, you come down here now into an even bigger chamber than the one above.
Is Potboy still going first, or are we?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, well. So you come down here, and again, your flickering torches, again, just highlight, these are sort of structures that appear to be holding this roof up.
Right.
They're like big, like...
Mm-hmm. Stone pillars.
Yeah, we've seen that.
The reverse of flying buttresses almost, really. This appears to be an opening in the ground, but you can't really tell what from where you are because the light is reflecting back and from your torches. There is what appears to be a pool here, right next to you, kind of in between the circular spiral staircase. And in the centre of that, there's a little plinth with there's nothing on it, but there's water in the pool. And that's what you can see from where you are.
Does this plinth doesn't look any familiar like the one we saw on the house a few days ago?
No.
Okay. That's really...
It's a lot rougher.
A lot rougher.
For one. But there doesn't seem to be anything similar.
It cries for help. I'm listening very quietly. Because I'm always quiet. Can I hear them?
Make a vigilant roll at -3 again. You can hear them. It's just wherever they come from. It's very difficult to tell.
No!
But they are still being heard.
They are still being heard.
The skittering, is it on this floor?
There is still some skittering, but it doesn't seem as strong as it was higher up in the structure. But you can't tell now where the... You know, it's more of a hopeless kind of wail, almost.
And the stairway is now ends. Here. There's no more
stairway. No, there's another stairwell that goes down. Continues downwards.
Okay, just moving around.
Or does it? No, actually, no. My mistake, sorry. That does end there, actually.
No.
There is no stairwell down there.
So it's a bit...
striding out.
We're carefully edging out to the...
Striding.
I'm carefully edging.
I'm trying to be discreet.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we could all try and be discreet. Should I try and be discreet?
I couldn't give a...
No?
No, I'm not discreet either, but I'm still going cautiously.
I got a 6.
Yes,
a 6
I got a 10.
Would be quite discreet for a lot of people, but not for me. I'm striding out.
You're an 8-foot-tall ogre. Yeah. So, and you're striding out towards this here.
Yeah, heading out towards that, yeah.
Okay. Who is carrying a torch?
I am a torch. We're going to die horribly.
So you're following. Yeah. Okay, as you get closer, you can see that this hole in the ground is actually a giant staircase. Goes down.
Yeah.
So if you were walking down it, you'd have to go past it and then down this way.
Yeah, all right.
But there's obviously a drop there. If you wanted to jump, that's an option, but it's quite high.
So... walking around it, when I recognise what it is, I walk around it again, listening. Are the cries coming from downstairs, or are they coming from somewhere else?
Okay, yeah, make vigilant rolls again.
Mm-hmm. At -3?
Still at -3.
Nope. I make a vigilant roll.
No, not quite.
Okay, you two again think
It's everywhere.
It must be around here somewhere, but... Mm. Potboy, you say, he's downstairs.
I don't.
No, he doesn't.
I hear it, and I just go downstairs.
Or you would say, he's downstairs, if you were that way inclined.
Right.
Okay, we'll follow Potboy downstairs. Mm-hmm. I will, anyway.
Okay, the stair goes a long way.
This we're going down this one now.
How big are the stairs? Are they?
They're quite wide.
Big as are they kind of deeper than normal stairs? Or
Yeah, I mean, it's on a relatively grand scale. And so when it goes down a long way, it's not like it's miles. It's 50 metres or 100 metres maybe before it comes out. Into what you can sense is a large chamber, but you can't actually see because your light doesn't really cast far enough. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What do you mean? When you say large chamber, you haven't drawn any... Is it as big as this piece of paper?
No, because you can't see...
Right.
You can't see the walls from where you are. Yeah. You don't get the sense that you're in something the size of a...
I stopped.
...football stadium, but you get the sense that you're in something pretty big. Chamber. And so your light doesn't cast far enough to see the walls.
Okay.
Not from where you are, as you're coming down to the bottom of the stairs, anyway.
I listen.
Okay, yeah, make vigilant rolls again if you're listening.
Minus three, yeah.
Yes,
no,
I succeed.
No. I didn't succeed, I got 13.
I did on the screen.
No.
Okay, if you all stood at the bottom of the stairs, Grendel and Potboy can't really tell. You think it could be coming from absolutely anywhere. Redo, you reckon it's coming from over here somewhere?
Somewhere in the front.
Okay, so we've come down the stairs this way.
You've come down here, down that way. As you come out into the chamber, it's not like there are walls there, so there's kind of the ceiling is there, and then it comes down, there's no wall as you come beneath the level of the ceiling.
Sounds like it's coming from behind us.
But it sounds like it's coming from behind you, behind the stairs, yeah.
Okay, so we'll come around the bottom of the stairs on this side, and again, cautiously,
yep.
So you're not going to see that far ahead with the light. Make my way along.
Okay, could you all make vigilant tests at minus five, please?
Minus five?
Nope.
For Christ's sake. Just one out, never mind.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, so which way around are you going?
To your left.
This way around?
I'm going around there. I don't know about anyone else.
Okay, as you come around, you begin to see... I can't really draw it there. I need to bring it back over. Reflected from the light from your torches, some more detail of the of this half of the chasm or the chasm.
Is it more like a hall though?
Carrot cavern. This is the others have been like built architectural almost.
Right.
This feels more like cut out of the rock underneath the.
Okay.
There aren't any there are no dwarves in this, are there?
There are dwarves. Only in the advanced book.
Only advanced book. All right. Okay.
Which I have, but I haven't introduced any dwarves.
All right. Okay.
Until now, or maybe not quite yet.
Sorry. What am I seeing here?
So as you walk around here, you see there are a number of these are I don't know, little piles of stones. Each one.
Mm-hmm.
In what appears to be, you'd think, some kind of ritual circle.
And in what are those things?
These appear to be sort of large sort of cocoons.
Yeah.
About 8
This is exactly what I was expecting to see.
8 to 10 foot long.
Oh, 8 to 10 foot long.
3 or 4 foot wide. Open. Seemingly empty.
They're all empty.
As far as you can tell from where you are, but you're not quite there yet, you do see 2 figures slumped on the ground here and here, sort of behind this sort of rocky bit that's behind the stairs.
So why were you expecting to see this, Potboy? Rather making hand gestures, explain your...
You're telling me this. You're asking me. You don't need to make the hand gestures.
I'm not going out, I'm just asking you.
I'm just curious. I'm getting a bit closer to those 2 figures.
Yeah.
You're quite close. Actually. Fairly slowly. If you come around here, they're about Yeah. 20 feet away from me.
What
are they? Like humanoid figures?
Yes, absolutely humanoid figures.
Mm.
Shield and sword raised.
Mm.
Can, does the light from the torches shine on them yet?
Yeah, one of them is sort of moving, struggling. I mean, he's sort of moving. Seems to be wrapped up in some...
In some sort of
web.
Spider web.
Some kind of webby kind of stuff.
Okay.
As is the other figure, but the other figure isn't moving.
Right. Amla, I shout, and step towards it.
The one who's moving does absolutely appear to be Amla. And he sort of starts laughing. And he's like, okay, hallucinating again.
Mm-hmm. No, we're gonna,
the Lord's take me.
Going to approach Amla cautiously, and looking around, listening, going, hey Amla, how's it going? No, you're not hallucinating, we're really here.
Okay, can you all make vigilant tests at -5 again, please?
God.
I make it this time.
Yes, I can.
Okay. What you hadn't seen before
is Shiloh.
Was the things that were moving in the darks of the ceiling. And as you'd come round, you hadn't seen that they'd been tracking you. And as you bent towards Amla, they've basically dropped down.
Mm.
And
on our backs.
Two of you, Rado and Potboy, had, for some reason, fortuitously took that moment.
Just happened to look up and see.
Some, you know, by the pricking of your thumbs, something wicked this way comes, and you looked up. Grendel, unfortunately... The creature is on you before you get to react.
Right.
And so you...
I'm sorry, Grendel.
You are under attack. It's a surprise attack.
Mm-hmm.
And you are being backstabbed. Now, I wrote down some of what that means. Okay.
Well, there's a talent or whatever called backstab.
Yep. No, sorry, I've got it here. So, Andy, your defense against their accuracy, but it's at -5... So it's -2 to your defence.
So my defence should be 11.
Hang on, it's using it's discreet to attack actually. So for this, it uses discreet. So it's your defence at -5.
-5.
Yep.
Buggerations. It's gonna hurt.
1.
16.
Okay. So he's hit you. And you've been hit with a spear. So the damage you take is quite bad, actually.
So it's not a spider, then?
So...
I don't know, it might be...
The spear does 2 damage.
2 damage.
And because of the backstab, you take 1 more. So you take 3 damage. You're very lucky there.
Mm-hmm. My armor is a D4, of course.
Yep.
Yeah, 2.
So you take 1 point of damage, and you've been knocked to your knees because you're taken by surprise.
And that comes off my toughness, doesn't it?
That comes off your toughness, yeah.
My toughness.
So your toughness should be the same as your strength.
Alright, okay. That's handy, Harry, isn't it, then?
Okay, you two see what appear to be... They're like spiders, but they're not spiders. Like, if you can imagine the a cross between a giant spider and a centaur.
Centaur.
As in, so with a sort of human body.
So they've got 8 spider legs and a spider body, but a human torso and head.
It's not a human head, but it's a humanoid.
Mm. Right, okay.
And they are carrying, not only spears, but they appear to be carrying nets in the other arm.
And how big are they?
They are... About half, they're bigger than a human, but they're not as big as you.
No,
so they're quite large.
Mm.
So they're kind of horse-sized, almost.
That's pretty big, then.
Ow.
So it's initiative, and there's 3 of them.
Right.
One of them has dropped on each.
Initiative is quickness.
It is quickness.
9.
You bugger.
Okay.
11.
5.
And they're 13.
Duh.
So we'll start with the one on you, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
You've been knocked over,
mm-hmm.
so he's going to try and put the spear through your back.
How kind of him.
So that counts as a backstab again because he's behind you. So again, it's minus five to your defense.
Oh.
Go badly.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Is that a fail?
That's a fail, yeah.
Okay, so you take
eight
damage.
Oh. I think I'm just going to lie on the ground now. Go, ow, ow,
your
ow.
Armor. Roll your armor.
Bloody hell. That's it.
Four. Okay, so four damage gets through.
That's on five then.
What's your pain threshold?
I imagine it'd be quite high.
Probably more than four, I suspect.
I can't see. Did you see?
Pain threshold is seven.
Okay. Half of your strength.
So you've taken a big hit, but it's not. Yeah, you've not been done by pain. So Tony, on you. This is a normal attack. So it uses accuracy because it didn't get a drop on you. So it's your defense at plus three.
Plus three.
Because actually they're pretty shit if they're not taking you by surprise.
Yeah, my defense is pretty shit. Three. No, 11 fails.
Okay, so that's just a normal spear attack.
Oh, well, that's fine. One.
It's one damage. So you get your armor.
Yeah. Three.
Can't fail. So, okay, so the spear hits you, kind of embeds in your armor, but doesn't get far enough to actually get into your your body. So, Potboy, there's one on you as well. Same deal. It's your defense at plus three.
And I've got my shield, so...
Whilst he is trying to hit you with his spear.
Ten or less to get. Two!
Okay, so you thrust his spear at you, you bat it away with your shield. So, the next action goes to... I think it was you, Grendel, wasn't it? Were you 11?
Yeah, I was 11, yes, yeah.
So you are lying on the ground.
Going out.
You get a movement action, which means you can stand up.
Right.
Which will take away the bonus he gets to hit you, because whilst he's got the advantage, he uses discreet to attack.
Right.
Which is much, much better for him than accuracy.
All right, okay.
What are you doing?
So I can get up.
Yep.
Can I hit the nice person back?
You can.
Okay.
So his defense is his quickness. Okay, so you get your attack, which is accuracy, unless you're using Iron Fist.
Oh, yeah, I'm using Iron Fist, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's at minus three.
Oh!
Because they're skittering around, they're quite hard to hit.
Are they? A nine will get them. But I've hit him.
Okay, that's a hit.
Actually.
Is that a one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a critical here for that, so I'll allow you to do double damage.
So there's a D8. Yeah, well, I did have a D8.
You've got to put him down in one blow.
What's that? I can't bloody read that. Oh, seven. Yeah, that's a seven, yeah.
Seven. 14.
14, yeah.
So that's 12. You basically kind of cut straight through his torso, and the thing falls back, and you've put it down.
All right. Now I'm just going to crawl in the corner and go...
I guess it's Potboy next on quickness, is it?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to do a free action against the guy that stabbed me, which is persuasive versus his resolute to dissuade him from attacking me again.
Okay.
No, I don't want him attacking me.
Yeah, that's okay.
That would not be okay.
Persuasive against his resolute, so you get plus one on your die roll.
So 16 or less. I persuade him.
Okay.
To hesitate.
Yep.
And then I attack somebody else. Who can I reach?
These things are quite big. You can move to get into range of the other guy, but you probably can't get an attack at the same time.
Sod it. Then I'll just attack him then.
Okay.
Having
against his defence, so it's minus three for his defence.
So 12. And 5 I get, so I deal damage.
Okay, yep.
And the damage I deal with my ogre sword is 1d10 plus 1d6.
Ow.
Don't fuck with an ogre with a sword. And that's 6, 10 damage.
10, okay, so his armour. Okay, well, you've given him what is called a mighty blow. You've given him a huge whack. but he's not down.
Okay.
Righto.
I think I'm just going to hit the one that's on me with my sword rather than use Brimstone Cascade at this point.
Yeah, okay. So again, minus three to your accuracy because of his quickness.
Eight. Two, yeah, that hits.
Okay, and your damage?
D8 damage with my sword.
Yep.
Two damage.
Okay, you give him quite a... You whack him, but they've got quite a hard carapace. You think... Because you probably didn't really get through it. Okay, next round. They go on...
Hold on, we get two actions normally.
You get a movement and a combat action.
Right, okay, but you don't get two combat actions.
Yeah, because I'm one.
But was your dominate a free action?
Yes.
Okay. But so you could, in theory, actually have moved and then attacked a different guy. Sorry about that. So we can transfer your damage to the other guy if you wish.
Okay, I'll transfer my damage to the other guy.
So the one that was on Rado.
Yeah.
In which case, he's down.
Okay.
Or is he? No, he's not down, but he's very badly... Yeah. So, you kind of dominate the one in front of you, giving you time to rush across and hit the one that's just been hitting Rado.
Mm-hmm.
Rado clunks against his armour. You give him a really hard swipe, but he isn't down. So the one that was on Potboy is now going to attack one of you two.
All right.
1-2 for Andy, 3-4 for Tony. It's going for Tony.
Okay.
Okay, this one. I like this. I write down the thing. It says, "I say, see page 201."
Mm-hmm.
And I go, "Oh, actually, no, I made a note of this." I go to that. Go to the other page. It says, "See page 26," which is then says, "See page 201."
Oh, well, you've had a senior level than that.
A game I've got, Unknown Armies, has got a sort of encyclopedia volume with it, and there's one that says, "Sex Ghost." See ghost sex, and then when you get to ghost sex, it says see sex ghost.
Entirely unhelpful.
Yeah.
So the one that was that Matt has just dominated and run away from, slings its net at you, Rado. The net it's got in his left hand. So you need to make a
quickness roll.
You need to make a quickness roll against his accuracy. So you get plus three to your quickness.
Plus three, okay.
Otherwise the net hits you.
Okay. No.
Okay, the net hits you. So you now need to make a strength roll against the cunning. So it's your strength roll against their cunning, which is 10. So you get no bonus either way.
So it's just...
And this is you being wrapped up by the net.
9, yep, that succeeds.
Okay, so it's on you, but you managed to flail it away and get rid of, managed to push it off. The other one that was on you anyway is going to...
Yep.
Is going to hit you with his spear. So you get your defence at plus 3.
Okay.
To avoid being hit as he's trying to skew you.
5, yes, I do succeed there.
Okay, yeah, so he goes for you. You dodge and... slams a spear into the wall behind you. It's Grendel's action, I think.
So I'm going to have a free action. When I'm casting, that's a free action, isn't it?
Casting isn't a free action, but when you use it afterwards, it is.
Okay. So if I'm casting Storm Arrow...
I think...
Well, that's fair enough, mate. No, don't worry.
No, let me check. I think casting it is not a free action, but keeping it... Using it afterwards is, but I could be... It's quite possible I might be wrong on that. Okay, what's it? What's the spell?
Storm Arrow. Used to be details of the Battle of Sheep, but it's
disappeared. Okay, so you enchant a handful of arrows up to 5 with a successful resolute test. They then float next to you. So no, it is definitely an action.
No, right.
It's effectively a combat action to cast a spell.
Mm.
But you can fire one in the same turn that you... activate it.
But I can't hit. I can fire one, but I can't hit anybody.
Yeah. Why can't you not hit anybody?
No, I can't hit anybody with a sword. I can't.
No, you couldn't use a sword at the same time.
No, that's what I'm just saying. Yeah, okay, I'll cast it.
Okay, so it's a successful resolute test, which will enchant 5 of your arrows or bolts that will then float next to you. If you're successful, you will also fire an arrow, which will do 1d6 damage to whichever target you choose.
Shoot. No, I'm not successful.
Okay, you try to cast, but it doesn't happen. So you've got a movement action as well, if you wish.
I always bang my head and I close with the one attacking you. Then I think.
Okay, it's then Potboy's action.
Right, how many of them are up and about?
There are two up and about. One that is on...
Both of them on him.
One is melee range on him, but is badly wounded. Mm. And one that just threw the net, which is untouched. Okay. Who is the one that you dominated a moment ago?
Right. I will go for the one that is badly wounded.
Okay, so you get -3 to your...
-3 or your persuasion, which is 12. 12.
Okay, you hit.
I hit and I do damage. Oh, sadly, I do 2 points of damage. No, it's 8.
8 points of damage.
Yeah, 7 and 1.
He's down. You basically splat him with your sword.
Oh, can I just do a free action?
You have a free action if you wish.
The guy with the net, I'll just dominate him as well.
Okay.
Make sure he's not tempted this time to hit me.
So that's it against Resolute?
That's against Resolute.
So you get +1 on your plus one. On your roll.
16. 8.
Okay, so again, yeah, he's being a bit dominated by you.
My sword, bloody with whatever ichor comes out of these guys when you slice them into bits.
It's quite a lot of green, gloopy ichor, yeah.
And I over the top of it. You better attack him.
So Tony, the one in front of you,
you just
dodged last round as he tried to skewer you with his spear, has just been flattened from behind by Potboy.
So there's one left at the moment. Then.
There's one left. It's not in melee range, but you could move to melee range if you wanted to.
Oh, so I can close and get a hit?
Yes.
Yeah, I will do that.
Yep, okay, so to hit him it's -3 because of his quickness.
On my accurate?
Yep.
No, I failed to do so.
Okay, the next round, it then is going to...
Run away. It should run away. I've just dominated it, he's charging it. What I should have done is charge it and dominate.
Let's make a resolute roll. What did I roll?
You rolled 15.
He runs away. Okay, so he skitters basically up the up the thing and disappears into the two movement actions effectively. Disappears into the shadows the dust and the mist and the all the web and stuff that's in the high parts of this chamber. And he skitters away, leaving his comrades to breathe their last down with him.
Well, it's cut old.
Do you need a bit of healing?
So, while you heal him, I'll go over to Amla. Is she wrapped up in the net? It looked like a web, but is it the same sort of net that they threw at Rado?
No, he's in some kind of silken web.
Is it sticky? I'll prod it.
It's a bit sticky. It's not going to be too difficult to cut away,
though.
I'm
going to heal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Succeeds. I haven't got any herbal remedies, I'm afraid. So it's only a d4 of damage I can repair.
Two points of damage.
Better than poking you out with a sharp stick. Well, that's how he does the healing, by poking you.
but that only gives you about 1 hit point. Okay, Emla's a bit delirious. Still kind of thinks actually he's seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't realise that.
There's no point in trying to persuade him, so I won't say anything.
Let's quickly go over and check the other figure that was there, just see if they're.
Okay, yeah, make a vigilant roll at -3, Tone.
Yes, I succeed.
You recognise this guy as the hunter Arson, who was the husband Lucene.
Yeah.
Who was in the inn some while ago, very upset because her husband had disappeared in the forest and hadn't come back.
This is some time ago.
Yes.
A few weeks ago.
Is he dead? Or is he kept alive somehow by this?
He's unconscious.
Not dead.
He's alive.
Oh. But is he wrapped up in this?
He is. Yeah, he's quite wrapped up.
More wrapped up than...
Yes. Yeah, this is...
Can we cut the stuff off him, unwrap him?
Should we
go at it? It's much tougher. It's going to take you a long time to cut your way through it because it's old, the web. It's obviously set, as it were.
It'd take a strength roll, would it, to try and cut through it?
Yeah, I think you can make a strength roll. But it's not going to be quick. This is stuff that you'll have to cut through a bit.
Can we
like
carry him in this stuff? And,
Make me a strength 14 roll.
You could carry him, yeah.
This has got nothing to do about strength roll.
We can just carry him as he is and cut him out of the stuff afterwards. At our leisure when we've...
It's going to take some time to properly cut him out, and he's unconscious. So actually, it might be easier to carry whilst he's cocooned up, just possibly while they cocoon them in the first place.
What we're good about is
the cocoons.
Have you been able to cut Hamlet out of?
Yes, I've been able to rip her out.
You said they're sarcophaguses or whatever.
They're cocoons.
Cocoons, are right.
They look. If you're having a closer look, they look woven, but they look more solid. But they are open. But they're empty.
And how many of these cocoons are there?
Six.
And how many creatures have we killed?
Two.
Four more.
Four more.
Well, and the third is a bit of a coward.
You do notice, actually, next to arson, there is a sack. Like a backpack thing.
Right.
Which is just lying on the ground next to him.
But...
A quick look at what's in the sack.
We
can just loot it and leave it for dead.
Somebody needs to make a...
Vigilance roll.
A d20 die roll for me, please.
Five.
Okay. Could you make a d100 roll, actually?
D100? I can do that. I have those dice. I have one of those. And... that one. There we go. 67. Yeah, where I was born.
Okay, so sticking out of it is what appears to be a ornately carved walking stick made out of some kind of horn.
Oh.
Looks very ornate. Make another d20 roll, please.
You do the d20s.
10.
And again, another d100 roll.
80.
You went 80.
Yeah, yeah. But it was 0. So as everybody's saying 80-0, that makes no sense at all.
You could have gone 80.
80. Yeah, well.
Rather than 80, which kind of implied another number was coming. So 80.
Yeah.
There's a cracked crystal ball which is set on a tripod of bone.
Right.
All right.
And one more d20 roll.
Bloody random treasure rolls.
Thought I'd use them.
16.
Okay. Oh, and again. Oh, that's an interesting one. So. Roll d12 this time.
D12. I've got one of those too. 9.
There's a human skull fashioned from black stone, with eyes lit by sickly green flame. If in the vicinity of... Okay, I won't read that. But eyes lit by a sickly green flame.
So the eyes are actually burning, are they?
Let's hold this guy and put it in the vicinity of things.
It's weird.
In the vicinity of cheese, no. In the vicinity of beer, nothing.
You also find on the ground. Amla is a bit delirious, but he's saying, "Look, I'm done for. Leave me. Don't get out before they come back. Get away, get away. But take the book. Take the book. Take the book of the mother with you. It's the most important thing."
Book of the Mother. Where is the Book of the Mother, Amla?
It's in my bag. Take it and go.
Where's her bag?
He has a bag.
His bag. Why do I keep calling him?
Is it a he or she, this goblin?
It's a he, of course.
They're brothers.
Always has been a he.
Yeah.
Well, you can say it's she.
I know, it's because he's a fucking idiot.
Okay.
It's because I imprinted on him at an early age, and I imagine.
Yes.
But before we bugger off.
We're not bugger off, are we? We're not leaving Amla here.
No.
I can carry Amla. That's no problem at all. Where's the bag?
There is a bag.
There's a bag, but I'm
which
not...
is inside that. You managed to get the stuff off of me. There is a bag that was wrapped up with him.
But these, you know, these cocoons. Hello?
Yeah.
The cocoons. Now, yep. I've got a nasty feeling that these things have been host bodies to the spiders. Are they kind of any remains of bodies in the cocoons, or...?
No, they look pristine.
Pristine.
So what you're saying is Amla and this other fellow have had eggs planted in them.
That was just planted.
And they're going to cocoon up over time, and then a couple of these creatures are going to launch out in the middle of our pub. That is a worry, yes, but let's not think about that as let's we need Amla to sign the papers.
Tane, make a big story.
Very least. Tane.
And let me know how you do.
Succeed?
Just. These look brand new. They don't look. You've heard of creatures that. You've heard of these kind of cocoons before, but you're not really sure where. But you've heard of creatures that create them and then use them to incubate things. But these look brand new. So if that's the case, these haven't been used yet.
Waiting to be used, simply.
Oh, do these things themselves transform into something else? Are these the larval form of some other creature? Anyway.
Well, let's not hang around.
Let's think about the science. And we're not surrounded by stickly creatures with bloody
spears. And nets.
Were you finding the book that Amla was talking about?
She's got a bag.
He's got a bag.
Why do you think she is a she?
I imprinted on her as a mother.
No, but every other game we've had, it's been a he.
Yeah, and every other game I've said she.
I'm not sure you have.
Yeah, we'll have a look at the bag for the book. Yes,
there is a book in there. It's a brown old sort of leather bound book. Written in a language that you don't recognise.
Shall we just leave with
the book,
and the book, and Arson. Yes.
And Arson, and the other,
and his bag of random
and his bag of weird shit.
Weird shit, yeah.
Did you write down what you rolled?
Oh, no.
I didn't.
One was a walking cane, wasn't it?
Walking cane made of bone. A skull fashioned out of blackstone that glows in the vicinity of something we don't know what.
With green fiery eyes.
Yeah.
A walking stick, yeah.
Cane of bone.
What was that? Cutting
and
toy.
A broken or cracked, it was a cracked crystal ball.
Crystal ball
in a bone tripod. Yeah. Thank you.
Did you do well?
Candy toy!
Nothing for a pair, not in this game. Right, okay. As you begin to move around here, you hear clearly
scuttling sounds,
some noises from up above.
Scuttly noises, such as these spidery things, spider centaurs.
There is some scuttly noises.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear some sort of guttural cries and shouts.
Okay, I'm sheathing my sword. I'm carrying Amla with one arm. I'm putting a shield above my head like so.
Okay.
And I'm coming up the stairs like that.
Uh-huh.
At as fast a pace as I can manage, which isn't very fast because my quickness is 9.
Okay. Who's carrying Arson?
Suppose that'd be me then if you
did. He's quite heavy.
Yeah,
I'm
very strong.
Even just dragging him up the stairs, I'll have
to. So have you got him in a fireman's lift or?
Yeah, farmer's lift.
You dragging him? Because if you've got him in a fireman's lift, you can't really fight.
Well, he's over my back though, isn't he?
Huh?
If it is a
fireman's lift. Excellent choice, yeah.
Over my
Somebody
back.
Somebody jumps down at you with a spear.
Oh dear. Never mind. I may not be able to fight, but he's not, you know.
Okay. You come up these stairs here, and as you're coming up, you've gone up sort of the 50 yards up those wide stairs to get back up to this level here. You can hear clearly a lot of noises up the spiral staircase.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of multiple
more
creatures.
Three more
than three. Oh joy.
I said there's one voice in particular that's kind of guttural, sounds like it's shouting orders.
That's nice.
You can hear a fair amount of skittering going on. You can hear some other similar voices sounding like they might be saying, yes, sir, in a language you don't understand.
Mm.
But there's definitely movement and noise up your escape route.
You're a quick look around. There's definitely no other ways up on the other side of the chamber where we come up those stairs. There's no other...
Are you going to search the walls? Or?
I'm going to have a, yeah, I'm going to have a look to see if we can see.
So what you're saying is, since these guys are guarding the only exit of this place that they've been living in for years, we should sneak out the back way they've never thought of.
Well, just checking.
Yes.
I'm saying that as a threat to you, because obviously...
But they obviously didn't build this bloody place, did they?
No, they didn't.
Redo, as you sort of come... in between these sort of like stanchions, whatever they are, holding the stone bulwarks holding the ceiling up, you can't see any obvious. There's no obvious gaps in the wall that you can see here, but each of these areas that are marked off by these particular stanchions seems to be a living area.
There seems
to be, you know, bones that might have been gnawed. There seems to be furs on the ground, like a den.
Okay.
Make a vigilant roll.
All of us.
Just Tony, if you need anyone.
Yes, I succeed my vigilant roll.
You can see something in the kind of the dirt in the corner that catches a glint off your torch. Kind of in the debris in the corner.
I see something.
You don't know what it is from where you are.
I'll cautiously approach then.
Okay. Sword. Make a d20 roll.
16.
Okay, make a d12 roll.
4.
You find what appears to be a square shield covered with sort of mirror, like, or reflecting shards that mirror sunlight and seem to enhance its luminosity, which is why the torch glinted off it in such a strong way. It looks in pretty good condition.
Well, you could use the shield to blind them as you come up into the sunlight.
Well, it's better than nothing at all. That and a bit of Brimsang Cascade will solve the problem now.
Although, what's carrying a torch? Am I the only one now carrying a torch?
Well, I'm carrying Amla and the shield.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not carrying a torch.
I'll be...
never carried a torch.
I'd be carrying what's his name?
You could carry a torch and arson, but you wouldn't be carrying a weapon, of course.
And of course it's not.
Your weapon will be sheathed.
Mm-hmm.
So can I pick up the shield? Is it got a strap? Can I just kind of sling it over back?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, I should do that. I'm still carrying a torch and sword for now.
Okay. Having done that, and look here and seeing that there was no obvious way out around here, I mean, you haven't checked the rest, which you can do, but the noise is getting louder up here.
Now, coming down the stairs, or just getting louder?
You can't really tell, the place echoes so much. It's very difficult to tell.
Well, let's just search around these bits then, shall we? I mean...
Okay, you can't find any way out, and as you're sort of searching around, where are you, Potboy, whilst...
I'm joining the search with all the other ones, so I'm in one of the layers.
Can you make discrete tests, please?
Against... I'm not very good at it.
Let me just check. Let me tell you what.
Minus.
No, it can't be minus because I got it. 8.
At no negative, yeah.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Okay. As you're sort of going around searching here, and you can hear the noises, you can hear a change in the tenor. You hear like a "ah," and everyone goes silent for a moment.
All right.
And then you hear a quiet guttural noise, and as if they're again talking a bit more quietly. And then you hear a voice that's kind of like sharp, short, quite quiet.
I am screaming, shield in front of me, Amla tucked under one arm, charging the stairs.
You have been listening to The Simbaroom Effect, presented by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. The music was the Carvosti theme by Iron Pact Orchestra, used with permission of Jan Ringer. Typefaces are Code by Font Fabric and Season of the Witch Black by ImageX.